My brothers and sisters, this is what you got to do. You got to squeeze, huh? You got to mean it. You got to...
Sorry, wrong commercial.
What commercial were you trying to do?
I was trying to do a commercial to encourage everyone to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you know that we have a YouTube channel?
I think I came across it once. It's called Fat Guy Radio Show.
We need to tell more people, DA, to be more engaged by subscribing and then hitting that little bell up in the top hand corner so that they are reminded every time there's a new episode posted on our YouTube channel.
Well, how do we get the word out?
Tell everybody to go to youtube.com/fatguyradioshow and subscribe. It's that simple. You can do it through the YouTube app and you get an alert every time there's a new Fat Guy Radio Show episode posted. And you can go out there, watch it, share it on your social media and invite all your friends.
I'm going to open my window and scream it now. Somebody threw a shoe at me.
You got to squeeze out. You got to mean it. Ooh.
Skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Welcome to another episode of Fat Guy Radio Show, folks. And I'm going to tell you this right now. We fail in reminding people of this, boys. We fail in reminding people of this.
What? Shopping out?
This is the best damn show they done downloaded and put in their ears right now.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
So, you know what I'm saying? Down. This is 100%. The best. This really is. There's a whole lot to choose from, but you, ladies and gentlemen, the fatnatics of the world, you have chosen to download and listen to this show, which is the best show you will hear today. I was going to hit a vamp right there, but... hey, the best show don't need to undo the mute buttons on the board.
Nah, no,
see, the best show has the best fatnatics that in that moment of silence, their imagination put in the sound effect.
They knew what you were supposed to hit, but didn't.
They knew.
Blow it out your ass.
This is the best show, boys, and I think that we need to more often remind people of the fact that this is the best show that they've downloaded, subscribed to, and that they're listening to. And if they're just tripping over the show, you just tripped over the best thing you're going to trip over today.
Yeah, they tripping.
Yeah, you're tripping. You know what? Stub your toe on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stub your toe and stab your hoe.
I came here for two things. To eat bubble gum and listen to Fat Guy Radio Show, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
You know, I think that we are the best show. I'm going to tell you how I came to that conclusion, not only because we've been doing this for so long and we have such a faithful, strong listener base that, still needs some work. But nevertheless, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts, celebrity podcasts in particular. Okay. These are celebrities that have millions of dollars that are filmed for movies in front of cameras that are, 800,000 to 1.5 million. But I ain't heard one damn celebrity podcast that doesn't sound
like this. Welcome to my show. I'm a celebrity with millions of people. And my audio sounds like this.
It drives me insane. Now, I understand that I'm an audiophile. I study this crap. You know what I'm saying? But still, you are a celebrity. I understand it's a pandemic and you maybe don't want people around. But celebrity, look, you can get a microphone, a good one, for $20. Delivered to your house.
Yeah, but there's caveats to that.
What's the caveat? I figured out one of the caveats are, DA.
What?
Idiots. They don't know how to manipulate a website to be able to connect an audio feed USB into their computer. They don't know how to do it.
There's that. And a lot of these celebrities probably don't want to do it to begin with.
So then, but then all they're doing is they're bogging down the freaking market for us that put a lot of effort behind putting out a great quality product.
I agree, but they're probably, you said, why do it, DT? Is because their manager, agent is saying, everybody's in the podcast. There's a lot of money in podcasts to be made. You should start a podcast. Well, what am I going to talk about? We'll just talk about anything. You're a celebrity. You're going to draw the views. Do I need to do anything? No. Just a camera and use the microphone of the camera. Yeah. That's what they're telling them.
The microphone of the camera, and they're producing it, and they're getting millions of downloads. Now, I will say this. There are some celebrities. I misspoke earlier. There are some celebrities that do podcasting right, but the majority of them don't. And I'm not going to call them out.
No, call them out. No, what's the bad? Who's the bad one?
I am not gonna.
So we can. No, we're clipping it and we're adding.
No,
them.
I will Who? Not. Say-
I'll start. The Obama's podcast sucks. Their podcast is overproduced.
I totally agree.
Horrible transitions, edits, everything is horrible.
I've never heard it.
You would think that you're talking to who does Obama's. Barack's podcast, isn't it Bruce Springsteen or somebody like that? That does.
You know
that
what?
Produces?
He does have somebody on. I don't think it's Bruce Springsteen.
He's got some other big musician that should know audio. Listen, people, we are a podunk podcast radio show in the back of Glendale, Arizona.
Isn't it Sting?
I think so. DA's looking it up.
Bruce Springsteen.
What?
I guess it was
Bruce Springsteen.
I'm sorry. Take that again from the top.
Bruce Springsteen.
Wow. Them chocolate lips.
Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, we got it. All right, we got it.
And AK-47 said, y'all are top shelf.
Yeah, we are. And here's the thing. We put a lot of effort into this.
At the bottom of the dollar store.
I am always...
Did you really say that?
No, I added that last part.
Oh, I was like, dang.
You know what, DA? I've been having a whole lot of fun doing Instagram graphics. I'm pretty sure that one may appear sometime next week.
I'll take it.
I'm going to give you that one. Yeah, end this. We do a lot. And does this sound like I'm bragging? Hell yes. Yeah, I'm bragging. Yeah, I'm bragging. Yeah, I'm confident in what we do. I drive these guys crazy about their audio. I drive them insane. Even when we were all in studio, I was all on them, mic techniques and right. And the reason why, it's not because I'm OCD and I'm a control freak. It's because I care about the quality. And it blows my mind that these other very popular shows done by people just because they have a name sound like they're recording it in the toilet.
Maybe they are in the toilet.
You are.
Careers are.
Ooh, it sucks. I want to start a podcast from my bathroom, and it's called Shooting the Poop.
If this wasn't a edited show, I'm sure it would probably have a different title.
Yes,
yeah,
it would.
Yeah. I picked up what he was pooping down.
Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, let's go to DT's new podcast, Shooting the Poop.
On today's show, I want to talk about food and...
That toilet gurgle at the end. That's when it gets those last... DT, you don't even have to fake it because all I have to do for that part of your audio is to not put on the mastered compression that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Because DA and DT are not in the studio. They're not running through a compressor. They're not running through a cloud lifter. They're not running through. They're running through like a very basic audio. And then when their audio gets here into the studio, it's scrubbed and cleaned and leveled and beautified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why? Because we care. These celebrities
about their ears.
We care that it sounds right. We care that it's level. We care that it's clear. And it just bugs me that these I'm gonna call out a group that I'm a part of on the Book of Faces.
And I know that one of probably y'all favorite boy toys has a podcast. One of them doesn't in the closet, which is I think code. But that's just
Are you talking about Donald Faison?
Look, I'm talking about whoever you think I'm talking about.
Real doctors, real friends, fake doctors.
He in the closet.
Okay, look, I love Zach Braff. I love Donald Faison.
Never heard it.
But their content's great. The quality is crap. And here's what's frustrating about it. They're on iHeart. They're on the iHeart platform.
It doesn't matter.
And their producer, Daniel, is a DJ. He knows about audio. And I can't believe they released that. Because you have Zach over here doing his Zach, and it's beautiful. And then you got Donald doing this over here, and then it gets rolled out. And then you got their associate producer, Joelle. She comes in.
Hi, Shandy.
Run a compressor, Daniel, before you put this out on the iHeart platform, man.
I have a question, though.
Answer.
What if some of these podcasts are making them sound poorly produced and whatnot on purpose? Because hear me out. When you go to certain sites to see certain videos, you have like the Super HD storyline video and everything, and it's like overproduced. And you're like, okay, the video looks immaculate.
Guilty.
And then you get some of those. Sometimes you want to be like, all right, I want to see the raunchy, like, cell phone footage films where it's shaky cam and you can barely see anything that's really going on. It almost reminds you of, like, when you were still in the HBO to see Skinamax at night.
Yeah.
Like, what if some people like that? And so they're catering to that. Okay, this is not an overproduced podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's something about the raw and rugged. There's something about the raw and rugged.
DA, this is no time to talk to transition into your sex life. It's the they're celebrities. When you see them in any other context, they are produced up. They are polished. How can you? And then here's the thing: real friends, fake doctors. Zach, Donald, I love you. But y'all are sitting in front of some SM7B microphones.
The expensive stuff.
Some Shure microphones. Yeah. And these boys are talking into our travel microphones right now that I'm not going to tell you how much they are, but I'm pretty sure that you could probably trade them in for a popsicle off of an ice cream truck.
$39.95.
Close enough, but we still go for it. You know what, DT, maybe we should do a social experiment. Maybe I should post this show up with no production on it.
Ooh.
Just post it. You know what?
You wouldn't.
I can't.
You wouldn't.
It would.
You
eat. Wouldn't. I wouldn't sleep. It would tear me up inside.
And watch what would happen. Best show ever.
You know
the
what?
Number of views, the number of people engaging. Best ever.
You know what, DA? Of course, you would find that to be the best show ever because you and your hookah carrot ain't paying attention to nothing else that's going on the show.
I'm paying attention to the Game of Thrones that's going on in our comments with AK-47.
What does AK-47 have to say?
She just said the same thing, top shelf. I said game, meaning the Bucks and Nets. But I didn't want to let you know I was watching because I didn't want to disappoint you because this is a professional podcast, radio show.
That's another thing. Maybe because we are different. Maybe because we're a radio podcast and not just a podcast. But you're an Obama. You should not sound like you're in your... We understand your house is massive. We don't want to hear it.
But they're not doing that at their house, though. They can't be. They're not letting Bruce Springsteen into their house.
Technology...
I mean, why wouldn't they?
Technology has allowed these people... Has allowed this stuff to... Look at what we're doing. We're doing it from three different locations right now.
I know.
Technology has allowed us to do this, but there's still, if you take the extra effort, you can still maintain quality.
Yeah, that's true.
And they don't seem like they don't. I mean, hell, the freaking talk on television with Lonnie Love and Israel Houghton's girlfriend and Gabrielle Garcellery and that other lady chick still can't get it down right.
Still Jake Wood says, I wouldn't trust Springsteen in my house.
Of course not, he wouldn't.
But
put some effort.
You're a perfectionist. That's really what it boils down to.
No, I just put the effort together, DA, and they just seem like they just phone it in, and then the market just laps it up.
And let me ask you, do you still listen?
Yes, and I cringe.
Boom,
and
boom. But that's it.
I am.
But that's
problem
it.
Solved.
I'm a they lap dog. I'm a lap
just
dog.
Just do it. So would you pay if people are still, if they're going to listen regardless, are you going to pay some schmuck $2,500 a month to clean it up? No.
You don't even have to clean it up if you got the right equipment, and the equipment nowadays is not that expensive, as he goes back to a 1980s insult.
Again, if I'm rich and people are going to watch me anyway, why am I going to put extra money into it?
Because you should care.
Maybe they do care. Maybe they just like, okay, here, boom, here's a camera. I'm on.
I feel like this is the thing, though. They care about their regular projects and everything. This is a side project that there is not their final product. It's not their product that they're really trying to do. It's just a throwaway thing because it was all the rage. Podcasts started booming during Corona. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted a podcast. They're
mucking up the market.
Kill them.
Hey.
I'm out there begging people to listen to this.
All I know is...
What do you know?
Diamonds are made under pressure.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America. You wanna laugh? How about you get done with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He's bougie, yeah. And we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. Lazy and little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast, ho. Boom, let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And my co-host, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host, for those of you that may not know, Corey Blaze.
I'm saying.
What was that?
That's your new catchphrase.
I'm fat? Is that what you said?
I'm fat.
Oh.
It's called Fat Guy. Well, yeah, it fits. Yeah. It's on brand.
And I'm your host, Corey Blaze.
I'm fat.
We got to keep that in. That's got to stay. Literally, you have to do that.
I will.
And the times that you don't do that. Five across the eye. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. We use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide in our DMs during, before, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our swag merch store featuring... our Pride Month Fat Guy Radio Show Pride design, starting at just $19.99. This design of audio waveforms in the colors of the Pride flag, with Pride in bold white lettering, symbolizing more than just a hot design. The use of the audio waves depicts the need for more public platforms to speak up for LGBTQ+ rights. Grab this limited edition Pride design in men's and women's premium t-shirt, fitted t-shirt, premium tank top, or rock the design on a sticker. Grab our LGBTQ Pride design today, along with many more designs available now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. And we thank you. I got to thank people that have visited our swag merch store. We've been doing a really big push on it, and I got to thank those who have supported us in their swag merch store. There's always things that are new. There are things that are out there that we don't even promote or feature on the show. So have a look-see. We have our Linktree link that's out there on all of our social media as well. Everything in one place. Our Linktree has a button right at the top where you just play the show. Boom, right there, and it just starts playing. Start talking. It's amazing. So shout out to all that. Hell, the gang's all here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another show, the best show on the internet as of right now. And we thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. While we're in the congratulatory mood, I got to go ahead and get the applause ready, because we're going to go ahead and give a shout out and an applause to... Oh, that's a laugh track.
And I don't know where you're going, but shout out D-Tay for wearing the design you were just talking about.
Yes, that's very true. One of the designs that are in the show that we haven't featured on the show, D-Tay seems to be rocking one right now. And if you want to know what that is, visit our merch store and find out for yourself. But let's get the applause out. Another shout out. Congratulations to APS and SRP. They are raking it in today with 118 degrees. They'll be buying boats and yachts, and they won't be doing anything to fix the grid. But congratulations to APS and SRP. We're just bending over. Just, you know, today when they said it was 118 degrees, you know what I did? I just went outside and just put my credit cards on the ground and let them burn up.
I mean, what's wrong with the grid, though? Ours is good. It ain't like Texas. They ain't telling us to turn it off.
It ain't like Texas, but man, I tell you, geez, you just know that those top execs at those electric companies here are just sitting there treating themselves like an amusement park.
Gotta go solar, bro.
Even then, dude, they're even tapping into the solar thing. It's just the solar panels on Arizona homes are going the same way of the vape industry. The vape industry came out and people, and it was an alternative to smoking. But then the tobacco industry now capitalizes and overtook the vape industry and overregulated it to the point where I can't even get vape juice delivered to my house without showing my ID and my left testicle at the door to the UPS guy.
Well, so now kids can get it.
Electric companies are definitely out there not taking over these solar panel companies, but they're definitely producing their own solar panels. So they're still winning, DA.
Yeah.
It's a conglomerate.
Well, get a couple of your draws that you ordered in that cartoonish size draw pack.
Put it
on a big stick. Get some jumper cables. Put it to your AC. And when the wind blows, it'll be like a big old turbine.
I wonder what's in your throat.
I know. He's been coughing and choking for like 10 minutes.
Uh-oh. Please don't tell me that. It is the corona. Somebody's been playing at the soundboard again, I see.
Damn.
Oh, he is gassy.
It is bubbling. Well, what is that called? Not indigestion, but the acid reflex.
That's okay. D-Tay, if you die right now, I'm going to feel really horrible, but it's going to be great for the show.
I know.
And no one,
the views.
They can't hear him burping right now because our compressors work.
Nice.
And we use them. So no one can. I'm not going to take it off for that.
Can they hear me eating chicken?
No, but they can hear the daycare in the center. But D-Tay, what were you going to say?
No, I was just saying, I wonder, like, could you get sued if you, like, build your own solar panels and install them and then, like, run that through your own meter?
You can't.
I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. The electricity companies are in bed with the zoning offices of the city. I'm sure that they have sponsored their events and wrote checks. So what would happen is that if you built your own solar panels, I'm sure someone from the city or the county would come and make you take them down because they're not zoned properly or they're not built properly or you haven't obtained the right licensing to have that on your house. Because even though you own your property, that you can't do anything you want to your property. There are some things that require you to get the permission of the city or the county. So that's how the electricity companies will stop you from building your own solar panels. They won't do it themselves. They'll do it indirectly through their connections with the there's probably already a bylaw or some type of policy out there now that prohibits people from building their own solar panels to get away from these astronomical bills that we're experiencing during this week long heat wave.
That's why I prefer straight laws.
Yeah. Instead of the bylaw. You know, sometimes I see the joke fly by me and then I turn around and I notice, oh, crap, there it is. But congratulations. Nevertheless, a lot of weird things are happening this week, boys. And this is just my bitching because we live in Arizona and it happens every year, every summer.
What? Wait, I think we talked about this, but remind me, what do you keep your AC at?
83.
Oh, shoot. Never mind. I thought you were like 60 something. Is that DT?
Nope.
Yeah, DT. Mine's at 69.
You know what? Okay. DT, this is DT's first official summer month in his new home.
Mm. So he's gonna feel it.
I'm gonna see if that AC is gonna stay at 69 in July. When he gets the bill just for this week. Just for this week, and he sees that it's half his mortgage payment, he will be at 83 as well.
Well, DJ, do you have APS or SRP?
SRP.
Okay, APS lets you see, like, you know, okay, this is your consumption so far. This is what we're going
to
bill you.
I can go to my APS app right now and look at my meter, and I open it. Matter of fact, I'll do it live here on the air. I'm going to my APS app, and...
I'll do it live, too. Let's see.
No, hold on. No, DA, I got mine right now. My APS app says, oh, yeah, you're f***.
That's when you told me. Well, no, wait. I got it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's what my APS app says right now.
I mean, I keep mine at 78, and it's my bill's not that bad. Oh,
Yeah. This is live reaction, folks. If this is a video day, live reaction of DA just opening up his current energy usage on a day of the hottest day of the year thus far.
Nah, I mean, yeah, it's due on the 24th, so I still got 7 more days.
Hey, dude, your APS app says the same thing mine says. We're screwed.
I'm going to have some hot-ass babies.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm cutting it.
I'm telling you, DTA, have you gotten a bill this month? No, you haven't. You wouldn't see the... You're still got the little spring luster on your bill if you had one right now.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It's like 2-something.
Next month? I'll hold you while you cry.
Yeah, if you run it at 69, you're running effed all day.
You're effed. Even mine at 83, like if I was home, actually, I you know, this is why I need one of them Wi-Fi thermostats.
I got one of those.
I bet you anything. Normally when I'm home around the evening times right now, it starts blowing at 5 o'clock and it won't shut off till probably around 8 o'clock.
You talking about Lady K or your...
My AC would blow for those 4 hours. Just straight. Dude, gas prices are up, but it's cheaper to drive around in your car and blast that AC than it is to sit in your house and blast those Volkswagen buses on top of your houses.
You might be
I think I need to get my car AC checked because it's taking forever for it to stop blowing cold.
Do you park outside or do you park inside your garage?
Park outside.
That's why.
Mm-hmm. And pump some Freon in it.
If you park your car outside, if you style your car outside, which DT, you have a garage, right?
No.
Oh, you don't? You have a carport?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a garage, but it's not a garage.
What is it?
It's my man cave.
Okay. I'm going to punch you in your face when I see you. This is what pisses me off too. You start going. This Arizona heat don't only f up your electricity bills. It ruins your cars too. I can't stand seeing people with 2 car garages attached to the house. You paid for it. Clean your junk out of it and move your car into the garage. It don't make no sense. People that live in apartments and stuff like that have outside parking. Even some garages now in Arizona have garages. Apartments have garages. You got a garage. Park your car in it. Put your car in your man cave, bruh. And then when you want to play in your man cave, pull the car out, shut the door, and play in your man cave. Then when you're done playing in your man cave, pull your car back in. It's Arizona, brother.
There's not enough room.
And if you don't have leather, is it really necessary to park in the garage? Honestly, it's not.
Wait, you're saying cars come without leather?
Oh, my God.
Bougie. Please isolate that. Bougie.
Jeez.
DT, it's the heat that's your car has to cool not only down your coils inside, but it's got to cool down like every component in your car when you start it up. That takes me back to the days of when we would get out of church when we went to 11 o'clock service.
Oh, I hated that.
You get out of church in the middle of the
We late.
Okay. All right.
You late, late.
We'll tell that break after that, but I'll tell the story after that, maybe.
He told your ass to wrap it up.
He sure did tell me to wrap it up. If he was in the studio, I'm pretty sure that car probably would have flown at me. But we got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. It's Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back. Doug, what in the world do you have on, man?
This is my shirt from high school.
I'm sorry to tell you, but you're not the same size that you were in high school.
You don't think so? I felt that it was a little tight around my stomach, just a little bit. I've only gained like 30 pounds since graduating.
Dude, it's tight around everything. It's making me feel constricted. You need some new swag, brother. You need some new swag.
I just don't know where to go to get it, though.
The swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store is where you can get you a brand new shirt, man.
What kind of designs do they have? Is it like something that's popping? Am I going to be on fleek?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but the kids say it.
All right, we're both going to go over to the swag merch store, where everybody should go to the swag merch store to get them some new drip. Aha! That's a word the kids are saying too.
Drip. Go ahead and accumulate my drip. Where the hell do I go to get it?
fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drip, drip, drip. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. Time to find a gift for Papa. Daddy, just a few days away from now, the taping of the show is Father's Day. And at Walmart.com, you'll find Father's Day gifts to make him smile. Shop tech, watches, sporting goods, greeting, and gift cards. Fun finds for every father. For the nature lover, finds in cutting-edge tech, and those all-important do-it-yourself projects. Save today and shop today and save. We all shop Walmart, and when we do, we start at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. Just quickly before DT forced me out of that joke, and I know we're up on a hard break here. I was going to say, you remember the time where you would get out at 11 o'clock service, and if you're at a Baptist church, if it started at 11, that means it ended somewhere around 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the car was just steaming, and you just get in there, and you just be praying, Jesus, Lord. You know, you like, I'm glad I just got saved, because if hell feel like this, I don't want to go.
Your mama never opened the window. Mama, she said, it'll get cold.
It'll cool down while she's sitting up there in the front with all the vents blowing on her. And you back there in the back roasting like a chestnut on an open fire.
Mm-hmm. That was me in church. Church AC broke at the church.
That's every church.
The paper fans.
That's some good church then.
Just a bit, small brick building.
That's some good church. That's some good church. All right, boys. We have another internet sensation or another internet situation going on right now.
Ooh.
Where did I do it? People are divided. Remember when we had that issue of there being, do you hear Laurel or do you hear something else?
Oh yeah. What was it?
It was Laurel or something. What would the people were saying? Either you hear Laurel or you hear, some other phrase from that. And then it was the whole thing of before that, I think it was, is the dress blue?
I remember that one, the blue or gold,
blue or gold or something.
It was black and blue or white and gold.
Yeah. Something stupid.
Yanni or Laurel.
Yeah. Do you hear Yanni? Well, there's another one out there and people are divided over this. And of course, it went to the tick of the talk. And boys, I have the audio here. So I want to see what you hear. People are saying that they are saying Bart Simpson bouncing.
Embarrassing.
Or do you hear rotating pirate ship?
It's one of those things that you hear whatever you're thinking.
Yeah.
it's subjective.
It's subjective. It's totally I hate these.
Or do you hear lactates in pharmacy?
That last time I heard Bart Simpson pharmacy.
So DA, that's a sign that you're having a stroke. Well, boys, I have it broken down for you, and I've dug through the internets to find what the actual soccer fans are chanting. Or this may just be another suggestive. That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
And the issue is they're European.
People's minds are blown right now. They are blown.
I keep hearing the same thing every single time.
What do you keep hearing?
One bouncing.
One booby bouncing? Or
One T bouncing.
You hear one T bouncing?
Play it.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
That's all I heard every single time.
Well, that shows what your mind is, you dirty buzzard.
Yeah, and I just got a hard on.
You know what, DA? That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
It does sound what DJ just said, though. And now I hear that. And again, it's whatever is in your mind, it projects.
It's suggestive. It's suggestive. These things are so funny and they're so cool. I think this is maybe... No, we've had the other ones on the show. We've talked about the other ones on the show. But this one was just so freaking funny. Because they're foreign and it's a soccer chant and that's what they do. And of course, you know, dude, when Snopes gets involved, Snopes.com gets involved for a freaking viral chant. You know that it's something very interesting. But
Snopes
you're right.
is always snooping and stuff.
Yeah, I heard.
Snooping and snooping.
I read on Snopes that this is the best show on the internet.
And what did it prove? False.
It proved true.
Wow.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it sounds better than Real Doctors Fake Friends. Or Fake Friends Real Doctors. Wait. Real Fake Friends Real Doctors.
No, it's Fake Doctors Real Friends.
It's Friend Doctor's real fake.
You know, I'm a fan of Zach Braff and Donald Faison.
I'm never going to get on that show now. I'm never going to get on that show.
Can I tell you something? Can I let you know something real quick, Corey?
This is going to hurt my feelings, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure they would be blessed to have you.
Oh, you just pivoted because you're about to just rake into them.
I did a Giannis pivot.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
You know what? Now what I'm hearing? Left TT bouncing.
Yeah.
Say one more time.
I hear left T bouncing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
I can hear it too.
Just the left one, not the right one.
Yeah, not the right one.
Just the left one.
Which stays true to the original that only one is bouncing.
And how would one just bounce? Like one is in the bra and one's out of the bra?
I'll send you a video link. I'll send you a video link, bro, where I've seen them move simultaneously, independently. I've seen one crush a can.
Or it was a vasectomy. What's it called? Breastectomy?
Vasectomies have nothing to do with the breast?
No, the breastectomy where they take them, but maybe they just took one.
Okay, that's normally tied to some type of health condition, DA. How do you expect me to make that funny?
Because you needed a breastiotomy.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Well, DA, before we get to break, because we have a quick hard break here, DA, your boy Musk, he didn't pissed off the wrong group of people, DA.
He pissed me off too. I'm probably part of that group.
No, I don't think you're part of this group because he is pissed off the one group of people you don't want to piss off.
Jews?
Anonymous.
Oh. Yeah.
Here's what they had to say.
Greetings, citizens of the world. This is a message from Anonymous for Elon Musk. For the past several years, you have enjoyed one of the most favorable reputations of anyone in the billionaire class, because you have tapped into the desire that many of us have to live in a world with electric cars and space exploration. But recently your carefully created public image is being exposed, and people are beginning to see you as nothing more than another narcissistic rich dude who is desperate for attention. It appears that your quest to save the world is more rooted in a superiority and savior complex than it is in actual concern for humanity. This has been obvious to your employees for a long time, who have faced intolerable conditions under your command for years. It is also obvious to the young children working in your overseas lithium mines, which are destroying the local environment as well. You have been open about your willingness to stage coups in order to install dictators in places where your toxic products are being mined. You have even prematurely crowned yourself Emperor of Mars, a place where you will be sending people to die. Your fanboys overlook these issues because they are focused on the potential good that your projects can bring to the world, but you are not the only show in town, and your competition is growing more intense with each passing day. There are plenty of other companies working on space exploration and electric vehicles. You are just the only CEO who has gained a cult following through shitposting and trolling the world on social media. In fact, many people are now learning that the vast majority of Tesla's income doesn't actually come from selling cars, it comes from government subsidies, selling carbon tax credits for your innovation with clean energy. This technically isn't your innovation though, because you aren't actually the founder of Tesla, you simply purchased the company from two people much more intelligent than you are, Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpanning. Tesla has also made more money holding Bitcoin for a few months than they did in years of selling cars. It is also more than likely that this Bitcoin was purchased with money from these government subsidies. It is now widely believed that you have been forced to denounce your company's involvement with Bitcoin in order to keep that green government money flowing into Tesla's coffers. The energy use argument about proof-of-work mining is a very nuanced conversation that requires a fairly complex understanding of how power grids work, and how excess energy is wasted by power companies, and sought out by crypto miners. This is a conversation that you have been having for over a year and were intimately aware of, but as soon as your main source of income was threatened, you pretended to be clueless in an attempt to play both sides of the fence. Then, your move to create a Bitcoin miner council was rightly seen as an attempt to centralize the industry and take it under your control. Reading from the comments on your Twitter posts, it seems that the games you have played with the crypto markets have destroyed lives. Millions of retail investors were really counting on their crypto gains to improve their lives. This is something that you will never understand because you were born into the stolen wealth of a South African apartheid emerald mine and have no clue what struggle is like for most of the working people in the world.
Damn.
Of course, they took the risk upon themselves when they invested, and everyone knows to be prepared for volatility in crypto, but your tweets this week show a clear disregard for the average working person. As hard-working people have their dreams liquidated over your public temper tantrums, you continue to mock them with memes from one of your million-dollar mansions. You may think you are the smartest person in the room, but now you have met your match. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. Expect us.
How do you not move to Siberia after getting a message like that?
That's rough.
You're still a billionaire. Like, you don't have to.
You can't tell me that. Dude, I'm scared.
It's the voice. And they didn't do anything.
Not yet, but dude, that's a powerful organization, man. And,
but here's the thing, because I don't know when this audio dropped. I think it was a couple weeks ago.
About a week ago.
However, Elon, he's been tweeting religiously about crypto, and he's been kind of silent on the crypto end. And that's why he did it. He pissed off the crypto, not the crypto miners, but the crypto investors.
Well, the Anonymous ain't happy about it.
I don't know if you've heard, I invest in something called Dogecoin. And it's a really great thing. And I talk about it all the time with my followers. It's really the best thing I got going on in my life. And besides, you know, my kids, and I can't think of anything else that's close. But one thing that he did was he tweeted about Bitcoin, and that drove the price really down. Like, I'm talking about, it went from 60 to about 30,000. So when you talk about the liquidity that absorbed, that's a lot. And yeah, a lot of people who invested at 50, 55, 60, because a lot of people buy at the highs, their money's wiped.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche. Everything you said was a lie.
That was a retro to your first part of your comment.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Well-deserved, though.
Your boy, dude. That sends chills through my spine. Anytime Anonymous does something like that, it sends chills through my spine. Yeah, it may be a little bit of the production, which is very great production, But nevertheless, dude, they go after the big dogs. DT, it's you. It's you, isn't it?
No, it's not me.
Yeah, nobody's going to be able to hear that. That's going to be swallowed up by the compressor so hard. All right, no, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And as things just continue to get weirder, I think I figured out something new that people do with their vape pens that they used to do with cigarettes.
Uh-oh.
I'll talk about it if I remember on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stagnant Alpha Correction Unification Program, you motherfucker.
No, the statement. Repeat it for Lil D. Oh, come all ye faithful.
Okay. It's not a fucking Christmas song, dude.
It sound like it.
Come all ye faithful.
Oh, joyful.
Come, let us draw him. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Come, oh ye faithful. All on your elbows. Oh, all on your elbows. Oh, come on, let's adore him. Oh, come on, love for your elbow. Oh, Christ the Lord.
I jumped off the train before it crashed.
My question is, how do you redore somebody?
Like, because you adored him. You loved him at first. Then you want to, you like something he did, so you try to love him more. So it's called a re-adore.
You didn't say re-adore. You said re-dore.
Well, you know,
I heard re-adore.
We all horse, goddamn it.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Ready, set, save on select appliances at the Home Depot. Shop now while supplies last. Add flavor to your summer with up to 40% off kitchen essentials. Get it delivered or pick it up at the store. Take advantage of these deals and more through the Home Depot banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Welcome back to the show. For those of you that are just joining us on our live stream, and thank you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze.
I'm Fat.
That's Doug, the DA Andrew right there.
Holla.
And Daniel D.T. Taylor, our executive producer.
What's good?
You know what? You know how when you smoked back in the day, I'm a former smoker. What's the one thing smokers could never do? Find they damn lighter.
Facts.
You just can't ever find a lighter.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I think I figured out what vape now does, because I just caught myself doing it during that Elon Musk audio.
What's that?
We can't ever find the activation button now. You can never find the activation button. You put it up to your lips and you push a nothing but battery, and then you got to bring it back down away from your lips, find the button, and then put it back up to your lips. Tell me you ain't never did that.
I did that, and then once I found the G-spot, I'm good at it now.
You can't, you can't find it. Tell me that you don't do that, DT.
I don't.
He knows where the G-spot is.
Okay, I guess I'm the only awkward one here.
No, because the reason why I don't is because I've only had two different types of vape pen. So I used to have the old school one where you just inhale on it and it automatically activates. There wasn't a button. And the other one I have is my pipe, and that one, the activation button is where you would normally light a pipe. So it's a big, giant activation button at the very top that you can't ever miss.
Mm.
So I'm the only rube that searches for the button. I've had and I guess it's even worse because I've had this vape pen for years, and I still can never find the freaking button. There's the button right there, folks.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
It's pretty big, but it's also flush with the rest of the rest of the body of the vape pen.
And another thing, never has juice either.
My top needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah. Hey, Corey, if you hold your vape pen like this, if you just squeeze it really hard, I'm pretty sure you'll hit the button.
Mm.
No, it'll lock up. Because if you hold it for longer than 5 seconds, it has a safety feature where if you hold it for longer than 5 seconds, it shuts off. It shuts
you,
off.
You can't take a 5 second hit.
No, it shut off.
Just go.
Just put this deep throat the whole thing is what you're saying. So, dude, I can't be the only one that can't find the button on the vape pens.
I mean, right now you are.
I've never. Corey can find the button in a lot of things.
You know what, DT? You know what? That's just, yeah, just kick the boy Wally down bad. Here's the thing. I thought I was breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. Mm. But clearly I'm alone in this situation. Now,
Corey's vape pen is the same as the little girl from Rush Hour. Nah, y'all don't, nah.
I don't. Push the goddamn button.
Was the little girl missing? Or you just couldn't touch her?
Who was in that movie?
I honestly don't remember the movie. I just remember Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, okay. Yeah.
The little girl had the bomb vest on. And Chris Tucker was like, oh,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, go
push
remember.
The button. She's like, yeah, push the button. Push the goddamn button.
I get it. Oh, that would have been funny if we got it in the moment.
Yeah, because they were in that hotel like ballroom area, and it was the little girl was the emperor of Hong Kong's daughter, and she was like a badass. You know, she was all cute and sweet in the early parts of the movie. And then when it got to that button, she swole up on him.
Yeah.
Yep.
She was tried to clean it up as much as I could. Nevertheless,
hey, that joke was like a Giannis free throw.
You mean a Ben Simmons free throw?
Pick one, either one. Shaq, a paraplegic,
Tim Duncan. Here's the thing,
and paraplegics can shoot. I was trying to push past arms.
I'm trying to push past it.
I was doubling back and doubling down
before we can get canceled. You don't want the best show people are hearing to be canceled. The cancel culture will cancel us.
Anonymous.
Thank you, DA.
For too long, Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yeah, for too long, Fat Guy Radio Show. You have been. Look for us. We're united. We're a community. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give us a hug.
High five.
Oh, brothers. All right, heartbroken again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have DA, I think you're going to be proud of me.
What'd you do?
Okay, maybe you're not going to be proud of me.
I probably won't. The bar is really low and you always miss it.
Is it possible? Is it possible, DA?
What's up?
That there's a movie coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Kevin Hart that I want to see.
I think it's possible, yes. If it's a musical, has to do with cats or something else stupid and girlish.
I wrote this down in the notes. Does the little Niglet have a movie coming out tomorrow that I want to see?
I'm curious to know what movie this is.
Kevin Hart has a movie coming out on Netflix tomorrow called Fatherhood. And the reason why I'm interested in seeing it is because he's not the main comedic character. Avenue for this movie. Little Rel Howery is.
Oh, I want to see it.
Little Rel Howery from when he was in what's that movie where they were brainwashing people with the teacup?
Get Out.
Oh, Get Out.
Get Out. Mm. I that's where I discovered Lil Rel and Get Out. He's the comedic avenue in this movie on Netflix called Fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Hart isn't. And it's Kevin Hart, according to, you know, the buzz and the internets.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart is giving you his more dramatic side. And that might be more appealing to me than him always being locked in a car by some dude with bigger muscles.
That does happen a lot. The Rock, yeah. Ice Cube.
That's all his movies have ever been, is his little Niglet being locked in a car and some dude with bigger muscles coming to save him.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Wedding Ringer was a really funny movie, and he got to flex a lot of his, like, role depth, his acting.
Did he in that movie get locked in the car at any time?
No.
Okay. He didn't. I never saw it because I expected him to be locked in the car. I'm flabbergasted by myself. I'm almost as shocked as I was when the sun swept the chicken nuggets. But I'm actually going to probably slightly anticipate, probaclastically, watching this Kevin Hart movie tomorrow.
I mean, you pay for Netflix. I didn't know about it. Because I do like Lil Rel.
You didn't know about the fatherhood? Did I just scoop you?
I don't watch TV. I don't know where I would see the, if it's not on Instagram or Twitter.
It's been all over the socials.
Nah, not
where do you
mine.
Think I did half the show prep from the socials?
Well, your socials are popping.
When we're working. No. The show socials are popping.
You are the show.
My personal socials, D-E-D, dead. Because if I posted stuff personally, what I really felt.
You'd be canceled.
I'd be canceled cultured.
Why don't you? You don't post what you really feel?
No, I don't.
For too
That's
long,
what I use Twitter
you have
been
for. Posting stuff about your fat stuff, your foods, $40 at KFC.
You know what, DT? You know what, you son of a.
The back of your neck.
See, this is why I can't tell you nothing. This is why I can't
no
tell
one
you
knows.
Nothing.
See,
no
you,
one
you
knows, should, but you just teased it up, and then you know I can't. It's something bad, so I can't shy away from it now, because you know I'm a whore.
I paid $40.
I will whore myself out for entertainment, and you just dangled the carrot. Yeah. In front of me, and you know I can't run away. I will, though. Fatherhood on Netflix, starring Kevin Hart and Deborah Iorandi and Alfie Woodard and Little Rel Howery. Little Rel? They don't really say his last name, do they? They just call him Little Rel.
They just call him Little Rel.
All right, so Laurel. Laurel, and it's funny that Laurel. Lil Rel is in the movie with the little Nicolet, Kevin Hart.
Are you saying Laurel?
It's on Fatherhood Netflix, comes out tomorrow. I'm gonna check it out. And
I just read it. It's sad as hell.
It seems like a chick flick. Yeah, right. You called it, DA. It's probably a chick flick, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're not gonna watch it?
I mean, I'm sure my wife would want to watch it, so I'll watch it. But yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be sad. But it says comedy and drama, so let's see. It's a dramedy.
Oh, it's a drum. It's a drum com.
You're gonna, DA, you're gonna watch it because your wife is gonna watch it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope you both enjoy it.
Thank you.
Because, you know.
Hey, I'm happily whipped.
Hey, you know what? I can't even hit the button when you own it.
That's true.
I mean, what you mean I whip? Man, I'm a whoops man. I run things. I love, that's my black queen. Wait, that would be whipped if I said that's my black queen. Help me out, Corey.
I ain't got nothing for you.
No, you know how I would, brother B. I know you know.
Yeah.
I know you know.
I don't own a website that has anything to do with Sack Up.
Oh, yeah. Sack Up now. Hey, that's folks. Afterburn, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Afterburn, folks. I got my hand in everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get this thing. I'm trying to right the ship. We had a hard year trying to right the ship. I'm selling Girl Scout cookies now. Hell.
Is it even a ship at this point? You're trying to right the kayak. No.
It's a raft.
It's a pontoon dinghy.
What is that?
No, they're expensive. Bro, I wanted to go to Lake Pleasant to go fishing.
Pontoon and dinghy.
Yeah, they like $1,500.
How do you spell that?
P-O-N-T-O-O.
P-O-N-T-O-O.
I wanted to say oh, but it came out ooh.
Ting tang, walla walla bing bang.
Dang, is evolution real? Did my ancestor?
T oo oo. Walla walla bing bang.
Hey, you know what happened, Corey?
Wait, I did. I did a minute.
E T oo oo bing bang.
Oh God.
Walla walla bing
okay,
bang.
Hold on.
Hey, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was my joint, though.
Walla Walla Bing Bang. T-U-U.
Did we break Corey for real? Corey's broken.
Corey's done.
And I was all excited because, again, I've been researching pontoons. I'm like, damn, this is expensive for fishing.
Walla walla bing bang.
You idiot.
Damn, Corey.
Oh, God.
But no, they're like boats. Walla walla
bing bang.
T-U-U. We got to go to break.
We gotta go to break. Break time anyways.
I got to collect myself. We got to go to break. Okay.
Woo. Go to break, but keep rolling. Keep the laughter.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick break. This Fat Guy Radio Show. We got to take a break. I'm going to pass out. Good Lord Jesus.
T-U-U. He muted himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I was supposed to say, did we go to break or did we just drop sound?
He's dying still.
Doug, what in the world do you have on, man?
This is my shirt from high school.
I'm sorry to tell you, but you're not the same size that you were in high school.
You don't think so? I felt that it was a little tight around my stomach, just a little bit. I've only gained like 30 pounds since graduating.
Dude, it's tight around everything. It's making me feel constricted. You need some new swag, brother. You need some new swag.
I just don't know where to go to get it, though.
The swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store is where you can get you a brand new shirt, man.
What kind of designs do they have? Is it like something that's popping? Am I going to be on fleek?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but the kids say it.
All right, we're both going to go over to the swag merch store, where everybody should go to the swag merch store to get them some new drip. Aha, that's a word the kids are saying too.
Drip. Go ahead and accumulate my drip. Where the hell do I go to get it?
fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drip, drip, drip. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I've regained my composure. As long as I don't think about it, I'll be okay. Imagine you are stranded in the woods with no food and water. Your car just died and the wolves are closing in for the kill. What do you do? Well, I'm here to tell you the best way to get through this situation. Just whip out your smartphone and listen to Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. It's the hottest show on the interwebs. You will have those wolves dying of laughter with the hot, raw, uncut display of tomfoolery from Corey and the gang. For $1, $3 to listen, and $8 to watch, you can give the lions and tigers and bears, oh my, a dinner and a show. The wolves will burn up with how hot this show is. So next time you are about to get eaten by carnivorous animals, laugh to your demise with Afterburn. Afterburn, it's a lifesaver. Afterburn, at least you're not burning on an open fire. Afterburn, your dinner, baby. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Fat Guy Radio Show would like you to know that Afterburn will not prevent you from being eaten by predators. You will die. You will dead. I do it right?
Good enough. No, you're supposed to read that part fast. He told you that last week.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
All right. Ooh, ooh. Welcome to the show. I'm fine. DA, you speak no more. Because you
say less.
You are. Okay, so
that was the disconnect sound.
Is that what that was? He made his own disconnect sound.
Doo-doop. You can hear the real one.
All right.
He playing with me.
Well, I've gotten through everything on the show. Oh no, I haven't. Oh crap. Scroll down, Corey. All right. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all disconnected here or discombobulated, but nevertheless, I'll get it back control. Give me just 1 second, boys. Pat for me.
Walla walla bing bang.
Ooh, ooh.
Ting, dang. Walla walla bing bang.
But have you seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? We used to watch it in like third grade.
I don't even know what that is.
It's with the flying. Corey. It's with the flying car. That's like the ultimate musical.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
You've never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Of course I have. Who are you talking to?
D-Tay's never even heard of it.
He's got tattoos. Of course not.
What are you trying to say? Like, that was for, like, the feminine?
No, I'm just trying to. No, he's manly.
I'm manly?
No, you're not.
Yeah,
I have heard of Little Shop of Horrors.
You can't even say it right. How do you spell that?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay, all right. No. Stay.
It's you leaving. You're the one that's telling us to stay, and you're walking out the door.
I'm trying to stay. Okay, wait. Stay.
You can literally see him break.
You can literally see him break. He's like, no.
I was talking to myself. Stay.
Is that a handkerchief?
No, it's a tissue, you jerk store.
That's a little D's handkerchief.
Did you just blow your nose and then wipe your eyes?
He did, though. He said.
My nose is not running, so I did not blow my nose.
Can still blow it when it's not running.
I don't need to blow my nose. Okay, no, listen, we got another.
He got real eye boogers.
I blew my eye.
You guys made me ink.
Hey, I'm not the one that's got I got a YouTube video up of me just picking my nose, ladies and gentlemen. I'd visit the Fat Guy Radio Show YouTube page. Because when Big Brother threatens to cut together and slice all your nose wipes, that's exactly what I do. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment that is be sweeping the nation. It's time for Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
I really miss our graphics. Remember our show graphics? It's so difficult to do with us, you know, virtually. I'm sure I could find a way to do it.
Yeah.
I just haven't put forth the effort to pull it off. But I miss it. I miss our graphics. When we're back on in the studio, man, that's what's going to be really cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year nominee is a couple.
Ooh.
A couple. Police got a call that people were having sex at Pocahontas Park in Vero Beach, Florida last Friday. When officers arrived, they saw our two nominees, 52-year-old Sharon Flynn and 44-year-old Jermaine Jackson. Not the Jackson you think of, but his name was Jermaine Jackson.
I was like, he's older than 44.
Yeah, he is. Sharon and Jermaine were tucked in a children's crawl tunnel, getting it on. No details of what they were actually doing in the children's crawling tunnel, but some speculate the couple were facing in opposite directions while in the children's crawling tunnel.
He was in it from the back. Got it.
Nah.
Wait, opposite directions.
They were doing math. They were probably adding 6 + 9, DA.
All right.
So when questioned by police, Sharon claimed that they were just making out. But something could have led to the attempt to mislead the cops with what was really going on in the children's crawling tunnel. Police found 3 open cans of 4 Loko Gold.
I'll do it. The gold.
And a bottle of Gulf Crest vodka. According to police, they smelled alcohol on their breath. Both Sharon Flynn and Jermaine Jackson were charged with an open container violation and taken downtown. In Florida. And that is your Bitch of the Year nominee.
Bitch, 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 bitches.
So in Florida, if you get caught doing the tanky panky in a children's playground tunnel, you just get an open container violation?
I mean, I think the open container saved them, because if they didn't have those to get the open container, they probably would have been charged with like indecent exposure or something like that.
Do you think that maybe that open container was something else and not about the cans? Maybe Sharon? Maybe she's the open container.
Maybe. I mean, that's a can of worms. If you open in that container, it's 55.
Well, Jermaine Jackson was opening that container, clearly. It was. I just found it interesting that they were only charged with an open container violation. DA?
I mean, I don't know what kind of... I get it may have been... They weren't caught really exposing themselves.
Were
they butt naked? Doesn't say.
It doesn't say. But how else do you have... Now, listen, I understand I haven't
done... They said they were making out. That's not illegal.
She claims they were making out. But they're in a kid's tunnel. You know the little tubes?
Mm-hmm.
Those little tubes. They're in those tubes. There ain't no way you can stand up in a tube.
Okay, but if I get caught pooping in a basket, I can't say that I'm crocheting. Like, she was able to get off that lie because it was unclear what was going on.
That's true.
But people were alleging mm-hmm. that they were, you know, his head was down in her head.
But now that's hearsay. Did the cops mm-hmm. see that?
Yeah. Well, they didn't say what the cops see, because the cops probably maybe... No, I saw the picture, their mugshots. They didn't enjoy what they saw.
Nah, and what they should have done, the cops are stupid. They should have done the breathalyzer.
They could smell the alcohol on them, and they saw the cans.
No, to see if they smell... on his breath.
They smelled alcohol on their breath.
That's not a sexual act. Am I missing something?
No, I'm just wondering why, if it's clearly that they were, I mean, it's not clear. Okay, it's not clear.
Not clear.
You know that they put 4 and 4 together and got 69. You know they did.
Who the hell 69's in a park is the thing?
Sharon and Jermaine.
I don't believe it. I've never seen nobody 69 in a park. I've seen people do a lot of things in a park. Okay, I didn't see DT.
I think we got a testimony in the back of the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead, DA, tell your story.
I ain't got no story. He's the one with your finger up.
No, I'm just saying I did it in the park before.
Oh, well, that's the testimony Corey was alluding to.
Yeah, I did some math in the park before. On a park bench.
I did some math in the park before, but I was by myself and I had a calculator.
Yeah, I had an Asian kid.
Oh, the math and the calculator. Okay.
Yeah, DT, I was playing
that with... That was risque.
DT, I was playing with my own Texas instrument. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanksgiving Day.
Not sure why I hit that one. Nevertheless, I have one final request here at the end of the show. DT, I need you to come by the house. Mm-hmm. I'm going to order a pizza. I'm going to eat one slice of the pizza. Mm. And then I want you to take the rest of the pizza.
I could do that.
I have been craving freaking pizza, and you, everyone that listens to the show knows it will kill me. I can't have pizza, but I need to eat like, you know, just, and I don't want to go to like one of those. I definitely don't want to go into a pizza shop.
Yeah. But you want to go to a place to get a pizza by the slice.
No, because a pizza by a slice, if you buy pizza by the slice, they're normally the size of some, you know, Pizza Hut mediums. Those are some big, huge slices of pizza. So I just need to get, one Howie's pizza.
Mm.
Ooh.
But I need to eat, I need you to be there. I'm going to take one piece, and then you have to take the pizza, and you have to get out of my house. Because if you don't, I will eat the entire thing.
I was just going to eat the pizza with you.
I would want more then.
No, because I'm going to lick all the pizza.
Mm.
I'd still eat it. That's how bad I want pizza.
Probably would.
All right, then. Well, I'll just eat it in my car.
If you eat it in your car and your car is still parked outside my house, I will come out there and get another slice of pizza.
You won't even know.
You don't understand the power of...
You won't even know.
You don't understand the power
of
fat.
I'll lock my doors.
How do they know?
I will lock my doors.
I won't even know. Break a window when it comes to the power of fat. You don't understand.
Cool, I get a new car, so let's do it.
Just because you break a window, you get a new car? What am I missing?
My windows are about the price of my car.
So. Your windows, if you break a window, it totals your whole entire car.
Exactly. If you break my window, I'm pretty sure you're breaking it, and then you're going to jump in the window, and there goes the whole A-frame. So.
Okay, let's back up. Let's start a jump. So this... No,
said, let's start a jump.
No, I have been seriously craving like a fast food pizza. Not like a mellow mushroom or, you know, a fired pie or something like that. I'm talking about like trash pizza, like Domino's.
I'm with you. I'll take the rest of it off your hands.
Howie's. I just need one piece.
I got you.
Did you say a trash pizza like Domino's and Howie's?
Compared to...
You meant to say Papa John's.
Compared to what?
Papa John's and Sardella's. Yeah.
Howie's is good pizza. I'll give you Domino's, but when you mentioned Howie's at first, I thought you were showing love. But
I am showing love
trash.
Because that's my go-to pizza place before the ass replacement surgery.
But I think what he meant by trash is not gourmet pizza.
Not
like
boutique
these
pizzas.
So trash like Del Taco, trash like, you know...
Like the fish tacos at Hula's. Taco Bell is trash to the fish tacos at Hula's.
Oh, okay.
I just want to back up here. Did he just call Del Taco trash?
If he's comparing it to Hula's Modern Tiki's tacos, yeah.
Nah, I mean, just everything in general there is trash. And
Del Taco is
the quintessential taco for to go.
Yeah, it is.
Carne asada's fries from there last week.
Del Taco is the only taco that you literally want to put those overly salted crinkle cut fries in your taco and eat them. I'm telling you, that's my go-to. You get the chicken to soft taco. You get the fire hot sauce. You get the large fry, not the medium fry. You get the cup fries. You get the large drink cup fries. They're called the Corey. Just order them at the drive-thru. Every Del Taco will know what you're talking about.
They also have them in a trough.
Yes, they do. A
fried trough.
I was going to say something really bad.
Say it. We at the end.
No, we're at the end and we got to go home. But DA, Del Taco is not trash all over. If you compare it to someplace like Hula's Modern Tiki, which is a boutique higher-end restaurant. Yeah.
Are you paying us?
Hula's?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Hula's delicious.
I licked the bottom.
I don't know yet until we get the check.
I licked the bottom. Yeah. What's a check? All right. That's it. We got to get out of here. All right. Are we out of time? Are we up? It's over? Yeah, right on time. There we go.
Are we done? Yeah, we done.
Yeah, we're done. I got nothing else. I got through everything.
I'm proud of you, Corey. You carry this week in, week out.
You do realize that's not a good thing, right? Can't wait till your ass disconnect and DT stands up in that Fat Guy Radio Show jersey, and I hope there's nothing on under it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store now with more. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business, fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show when they ask you what's it all about. Through your mask, tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug to D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D in Absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.